Acts chapter 20. And after the uproar was ceased, Paul called to him the disciples and embraced them, and departed to go to Macedonia. And when he had gone over those parts and had given them much exhortation, he came into Greece. And there he stayed 3 months. And when the Jews laid in wait for him, as he was about to sail to Syria, he purposed to return through Macedonia. And there accompanied him into Asia Sopater of Berea, and of the Thessalonians Aristarchus and Secundus, and Gaius of Derbe, and Timothy, and of Asia Tychicus and Trophimus. These, going before, stayed for us at Troas. And we sailed away from Philippi after the days of unleavened bread, and came to them to Troas in 5 days, where we stayed for 7 days. And upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached to them, ready to depart the next day, and continued his speech until midnight. And there were many lights in the upper chamber where they were gathered together, and there sat in a window a certain young man named Eutychus, being fallen into a deep sleep. And as Paul was long preaching, he sunk down with sleep, and fell down from the third loft, and was taken up dead. And Paul went down, and fell on him, and embracing him, said, "Trouble not yourselves, for his life is in him." When he therefore was come up again, and had broken bread, and eaten, and talked a long while, even till the break of day, so he departed. And they brought the young man alive, and were not a little comforted. And we went ahead to ship, and sailed to Assos, there intending to take in Paul, for so he had appointed, minding himself to go afoot. And when he had met us at Assos, we took him in and came to Mytilene. And we sailed from there, and the next day came over next to Chios. And the next day we arrived at Samos, and stayed at Trogyllium. And the next day we came to Miletus. For Paul had determined to sail close to Ephesus, because he would not spend the time in Asia. For he hasted, if it were possible for him, to be at Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost. And from Miletus he sent to Ephesus, and called the elders of the assembly. And when they were come to him, he said to them, "You know, from the first day that I came to Asia, after what manner I have been with you at all seasons, serving the Master with all humility of mind, and with many tears and temptations which befell me by the lying in the wait of the Jews, and how I kept back nothing that was profitable to you, but have showed you and have taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying both to Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance towards Yahweh, and faith toward our Master Yahshua, the Messiah. And now I go bound in the Spirit to Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there, save that the Holy Spirit witnesses in every city, saying that bonds and affliction abide me. But none of these things move me, neither do I count my life dear to myself, so that I might finish my course with joy, and the ministry which I have received of the Master Yahshua to testify the good news of the grace of Yahweh. And now I know that you all, among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom, shall see my face no more. Wherefore I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men, for I have not shunned to declare to you all the counsel of Yahweh. Take heed therefore to yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to feed the assembly of Yahweh Elohim, which he has purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. Therefore watch, and remember that by the space of 3 years I did not cease to warn everyone night and day with tears. And now, brethren, I commend you to Yahweh, and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. I have coveted no man's silver or gold or apparel. Yes, you yourselves know that these hands have ministered unto my necessities and to them that were with me. I have showed you all things, how that so laboring you ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of the Master Yahshua, how he said, 'It is more blessed to give than to receive.'" And when he had thus spoken, he knelt down and prayed with them all. And they all wept and fell on Paul's neck and kissed him, sorrowing most of all for the words which he spoke, that they should see his face no more. And they accompanied him to the ship. End of chapter 20.